Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yes. Just a second. I received a charge on my Capital One card.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't recognize it.
Let me have a little information for you, sir, to see if I can locate your account. What
okay.
is your zip code?
Zip code is 50312.
One moment. Sir.
503. Just a second. Now I got messed up.
No worries.
Numbers. Should be on the 50312.
Okay. So what's your name, sir?
Leonard Rogers.
Mr. Rogers, would you verify your address, please?
6201 Welker Avenue, Des Moines, Iowa, 50312.
Yes, sir. So I've located your transaction here. So as soon as it loads up here, let's see what happened with you. So I see here on May 10th, you agreed. What you did was you did a contest entry. But it has been canceled, though, so you don't have any active subscriptions here.
Okay, well, if it was canceled, it's still on the bill.
No, they didn't refund it. They canceled your reoccurring bill. See,
okay.
It's a reoccurring charge. The charge was a valid charge, the $59.89. It was a valid charge because it states in the terms and conditions, once you sign up for that contest entry, they would automatically enroll you into that $59.89 because you signed up for that Craftsman 2 for the contest entry. But it also states
that
you...
Toolbox, that's the same damn thing that got me hooked up with another thing that was a scam.
Well, it's not a scam, sir. It's actually legit. You know, you pay for a contest entry, and then the membership club or the, let's see where you are here. So the Byte Hub. So it automatically enrolled you for the $59.89. So when you called in, they did cancel your membership, which is correct. So you won't have, because it's a monthly subscription, so you would have been charged each month for $59.89. So they automatically canceled it for you, but the charge was actually a valid charge, though, because that was something when you put your card number in and you accepted the terms, it states that you would have been charged. So they didn't issue a refund, sir. I'm sorry?
I was doing it on my phone, and I was scrolling through,
mm-hmm.
and my phone actually... had loaded up the charge. I mean, loaded up my card number.
Uh-huh.
And I've had it happen to a couple other items where I've called and canceled. No, I didn't want that, you know. And accidentally, because of the phone retaining the card number and then the automatic load automatically loaded it in, and then when I seen what it did, the steps I had to do to cancel it. So I didn't read anything about any problems or whatever.
Yes,
anyway.
Sir. Yes, sir. That's what happened, though. So you signed up for it. It got you the $59.89.
Even if I signed up for it accidentally.
I'm in the call center, sir. There's nothing we can really do about it here. They did cancel it for you going forward, though, that you won't have. So you don't have to stay in it. It's not a contractual thing that you have to have that $59.89 each month.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think I'll contact the card and have them dispute it, see what happens.
Well, the thing about that is it's a valid charge, so the bank will call here. I can tell you what will happen. But as a courtesy, since you want to do that, I can do 35% of that charge back to you. Let's see what it allows me to do. You're outside of your trial. I can do 35% refund. Which is because when the bank calls, they're not going to refund it back because it's something you actually did. See, a lot of people misunderstand. The bank will refund you. The bank will do whatever they do if it's something you didn't do. Yeah. But if you did it, it's a valid charge. And then when they call us here, they it's like, okay, they didn't read the terms and conditions, or they didn't call during the trial period. So they don't fix it for that reason. But here in the call center, we don't mind. We'll do a courtesy of 35% for you, sir.
Okay, what would that be?
So that would be, one moment, please. So your charge was $59.89. So $59.89. So it'll be $20.96 going back on your card, sir.
Okay.
All right, hold one moment, please. Let me get that notated if it allows me to do that now. Yeah, let's see here. So $20.96 will go back on your card. And make notation, custom calls in to get refund. Account has been canceled. I offered 35% refund. Customer accepted. Okay. And notate that on your account. Okay, and let me see here, $20.96 refund. Refund was successfully done. Yes, sir. So, Mr. Rogers, anything else I can do for you, sir? You got a $20 refund, and the account has already been canceled.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.